Opinions and theories expressed here are exactly that, our personal opinions. We are sharing our thoughts in hopes of sparking conversations about how we interact with media, stories, and each other.
Nothing is wrong with a different perspective. We always keep it respectful, and thank you for doing so too. To Dank and Deadly, where spooky stoners discuss how terrifying the good films relate to horrifying aspects of real life. I'm Reed.
And I'm AC.
And today we are closing out our internet horror month with a film about how deadly social media can be when people do weird and extreme things for clout. We are talking about the 2020 film Spree, a cautionary tale involving rideshare apps, live streaming, and, you know, social media, very prominent things right now in the world. Cameo from David Arquette, Dewey, Officer Dewey's in this bitch. We love it. Definitely one of a wild ass movie.
No doubt.
In this new era of influencer genre, like at this point, influencer is a subgenre of horror. It's like, I feel like we got Superhost, we got the Seed. If y'all haven't seen that on Shudder, like these girls who go out to a house to live stream and then get encountered by aliens, like they encounter weird aliens. It's very much a thing. Now, and like just general YouTube internet horror, like there's one, I forgot the full title, but it's like Divot Box. It's this guy who orders the Divot Box and from the dark web, and that movie is essentially about the haunting of the Divot Box. So whole genre emerging now that we have the internet and the weird things that happen on it, which were always happening in real life. We just have more access to it now that it's on the internet,
but right. Hit and record and share more, you know. That's it.
People will definitely hold up a phone to some weird things regardless of what's happening in front of them. It's created a new bystander effect too, where people are literally just, like I said, holding up phones to heinous acts, right, to quote unquote expose it, even though you could literally stop it in that moment if you're holding up a phone to it. But, you know, people love the clout of being, you know, the exposer, getting the person like on all over the news and whatnot. That seems to be more valuable than actually taking action a lot of times. But of course, as usual, before we get into that, we have some rips from the bong and rips from the news. So I've got some gummy bear. Ironic, considering the gummy bear song is used in here, which I completely forgot about, like that it was used, not the song itself.
Yeah. Also got me the gummy bears. Just the dangers of just getting rides, you know?
Yeah. Uber app, cautionary tale, for sure. Like, I mean, this was based on two killing sprees separately, so it's actually, you know, that's why it's called Spree. The 2014 Ilsa Vista killings in Ilsa Vista, California, done by Elliot Roger, and I forgot when this took place, but it's, I think it's 2016, Jason Dalton, who killed six people. That's who was actually referenced in this movie. He was not actually an Uber driver. He was pretending to be an Uber driver in order to murder people. So that's a whole new thing that we, again, it kind of was started as hitchhiking, how Ted Bundy literally got his victims. But now it's rideshare. So this person literally pretended to be an Uber driver to kill people, and then went on a killing, like a shooting spree. So yeah. But I think he did actually become an Uber driver at one point, like before this, the act, like he went on a shooting spree, he then was actually an Uber driver. So yeah, lots of serial killers pretending to be things, especially police and rideshare drivers right now. Those are the things. So maybe we should, I know it sucks because like Uber is helpful, but at the same time, it's now creating a whole set of issues where even legitimate, like, I mean, in this, he was actually a spree driver, where, like, actual spree drivers are being gross, sexually assaulting people, and Uber just kind of doesn't do anything about it except refund you the fucking ride. Like, thanks for my $16, I guess. But that person should be fired.
So, it shouldn't be happening to anyone like ever again. So yeah,
exactly. That person, I mean, yeah, y'all, there should just be better protections for drivers and riders, because yeah, like drivers also, there have been people killed in Ubers by their customers too. So it's like a whole, and even that video circulating about either last year or year before, where those girls were in the Uber and like their Uber driver asked them to put their masks on and they literally coughed in his face and shit.
Oh yeah, I remember.
Like
that.
Like no, they should be banned from getting rides. Like that's just, it should go both ways.
Right.
But yeah, we do have a couple rips before we deep dive into spree. The first one, we said at the end of last episode, we just thought we were going to say it louder this time. So, Black Mirror says season 6 is in production. Yeah, like I said, we'd say it louder. There's no other information because, you know, they usually keep this shit under wraps anyway because
we're not ready.
Anyways. I mean, it's a show. They shouldn't, I don't think they should necessarily give us, like, information about what the content of the show was going to be, but they did say that it will have more than 3 episodes, so that's good, but they will probably be more long cinematic movie style episodes, that's like fine. The ones of season 3.
That's so fine.
We're always down for that. So max, I'm saying like maybe baseline 40 minutes, expect that, y'all, because they're definitely going to be entering into the 60 minute movie range. So we love that. They got so much material, they better not disappoint. Like,
I was gonna say, we're not ready.
Not that they exactly, they ever will and ever have disappointed, but like, I hope y'all got some material out of the shit that we're still living through. I mean, come on, like, y'all ain't got no ideas, which you clearly did. Thank you, we're glad. Because I needed something else to traumatize me other than real life. So, so well, we're definitely excited for that. See, and I'm excited to see who is cast, because they always have hella celebs. Yeah. So, you know, maybe we'll have some more irony. Or, like, you know, show like Miley Cyrus playing Ashley 2 and things like that.
Oh, that was cool.
And then our second rip is that Terrifier 2 has actually, they released a little something about it. We thought, you know, we thought we were going to get it last year, but that didn't happen. So they finally said that it's going to be released around Halloween of this year. So that means they will be going up against Halloween Kills, Bring It On, Cheer or Die, Wendell and Wild. Like, there's some contenders coming this Halloween, so I mean, I'll be watching it all.
But. And like, Terrifier is already like a sleeper, though. Like,
yeah.
So I hope this like boosts. Like, we got to bring this up. Like, the underground needs to speak. Like, this is the horror movie.
It's definitely cult status, and I mean, yeah, like, it's definitely gaining traction and has cult status. But I still feel like it doesn't get talked about enough.
I don't think so.
So yeah. There's no official date, like day date, but it will be out within spooky season.
Perfect timing.
It's gonna be a wonderful Halloween movie wise. I'm sure there's some other stuff. I'm pretty sure that Hocus Pocus is also coming out around September or October-ish. So, Hocus Pocus 2. So we're getting all the spooky sequels. For sure. Which I'm excited. Like I said, I'm most excited for Bring It On to Your Die. I'm not going to lie. And it's being sci-fi produced. Like, it's going to be a lovely Halloween, y'all. Amazing. But I'm really excited for Terrifier 2, Art the Clown back on. I'm excited to see how they up the slashing shenanigans.
Yeah.
Like, maybe we'll get more of his supernatural abilities in this one.
Don't technically need his, like, origin, but, you know.
No, I just want to see what else he can do, like, himself. Thank y'all so much for being here with us. We hope y'all are having as good of a session as we are. And if you are, please be sure to give us a rating, a like, a follow on Apple Podcasts, and now Spotify. You can rate us on Spotify. It really helps us out, gives us feedback, lets us know that you like what we're doing here and that we should keep doing it. And we want to keep doing it with you. You can definitely reach out to collaborate with us. We would love that so much. But again, thank y'all so much for being here, and let's get back into it. The Spree is a 2020 film written and directed and produced by Eugene Kotlarenko and co-written by Gene McHugh. Also, randomly, Drake and Future are producers on this, so I just thought I would mention that.
I didn't even, like, know that.
Yeah, I don't see it. I mean, maybe because, like, the music references, but, like, they're not, like, the gag is they're not good. And, like, I don't know, maybe the lighting, I guess that's, you know, we all know Drake has ties to Euphoria, and there's, like, some purple lighting in here, so maybe that's his influence. But
the car ride, the lights up, that's when he...
That's Drake. He said get some purple lights in there. But anyways, Spree is about Kurt Kunkel, not Kummel, like I said last time, a driver on the rideshare app Spree, who is also trying to become internet famous and has been for a while, since 2009, in universe.
10 years. To finally went viral.
To go viral. It'd be like that sometimes. Yeah. Content creating is a whole, like, that's even a commentary in here. Like, his dad, how long has his dad been doing music? And he,
look at him.
Like, also dad, David Arquette. Anyway,
yeah. Just Officer Dewey.
Officer Dewey. Kurt, blah blah. What's his name? Yeah, Kurt. Kurt is, of course, his handle is Kurt's World 1996. Yeah. Y'all subscribe, or as Jesse calls it, Squirt's World. He starts doing more dangerous and disturbing things on live streams and attempts to gain following. No one seems to be tuning in at first, but then, as they do, more people tune in, and the severity of his virality desperation gets even worse. And the fact that he just kind of, like, they're not, he doesn't even, like, get followers. He just keeps jacking people's live stream. like you just literally took people's phones while they were already live streaming.
You can't do that.
This is mine now. But getting into the cast, Joe Keery as Kurt Kunkel. We know Joe Keery from Stranger Things as Steve. I literally have not seen him in anything else, so that's, I'm positive he's been in other horror.
Why is it so shocking that he's 30? I don't know why
it's
shocking.
He looks 30 though, but I think it's because he looks like a 30-year-old playing a teenager on TV in real life. That's literally how he presents to me personally. And, like, that's not like a dig or anything.
He doesn't seem young. Does, I don't know. It's like,
yeah, he looks like an older person playing a teenager. Like, that's what you look like just in life. Like,
yeah, you have a very unique.
Young, like, old baby face. Like,
that is unique. That's confusing my mind.
But Sashir is a Mata as Jesse Adams, and she's an actual, comedian, obviously, because she's actually funny. And she does have a stand-up on Tubi called Sashir Zamata Pizza Mind. So I might watch that later. See her. The real. Not Jesse Adams, but Sashir. Of course, we have Joshua Olave as Bobby, David Arquette as Chris Kunkel, Raythea Gray as Grandma Adams. Adorable. Kyle Mooney as Miles, Misha Barton as London, Lala Kent as Kendra, Frankie Grande as Richard. I'm not sure why I'm giving you all the, like, people he encounters in his rideshare's name, but you know, they're in there. Deserve to be, like, recognized. Carol Herbert as Daisy, who is at the taco stand. Poor Daisy. She was just getting freaked out by him, and then he starts talking about sexy. Like, bro. I'm just talking about tacos.
Take my shoulder.
Leave me alone. Sunny Kim as DJ Uno. Amir M. Korenji as David the Go-Go. I don't know why I said dancer. Like, in my notes, it says Go-Go Dancer, and it's supposed to be a tracker. He's not a dancer, he's a driver. Valerie Mellencamp as Brittany, Amia Batoon as Minnie, Michael Chubb as Winston, Jesslyn Gilsing as Andrea, Sarko Suarez as Bernardo. I don't literally, these are just the people who he, like, has in his Uber, sorry. Shane Avery is Officer Hall, like, these are the officers, obviously. Victor Winter Junko as Officer Hernandez. The amount of times that he encounters officers, and it just doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But that one scene I do get, though, the one at the gas station, but we'll get to it. Of course, Spree is available to stream on Hulu and available for rent on Vudu, Amazon Prime, YouTube, Google, and Apple TVs for $2.99 to $4.99.
Apple TV is $4.99.
Yeah, Apple TV is always the expensive one for no reason, but well, we know they're scammers. But we're on them now. Of course, we're gonna say spoiler alert for, you know,
spoiler.
Or spree. Mm-hmm. So, first things first, any overall thoughts?
Boy, I just see a lot of, like, desperation, and it's like, it's not chill at all. Like, the things that he's, like, willing to do, like, it's not cute.
Like, how did it get here from, whatever he was doing in 2009?
It was like it just spiraled, dog. His pride got hit too many times. The ego got hit, you know, by fucking Bobby and shit. Like, it threw him over the fucking edge.
Yeah, like, think about that. Like, how old is Bobby? Like, he has to be like 15, 16.
Yeah.
Right. So he's probably like, I've been doing this since before you were born. like, mad that this child is actually good at the internet. Like, I'm sorry. I fully am aware every single person who was born in like 2007 and down knows a whole lot more about the internet than I do, regardless of the fact that I grew up with it, because I didn't grow up with it like that. I had a few years without it. Like, yeah. I was fully conscious and doing other shit when the internet popped, so I get that Bobby would know how to, you know, do more things than the average, 20-something-year-old? He's 23 at this point. Yeah. I don't know how to be a social media influencer. And like you said, some people got it, some people don't. And a lot of people don't, because, like, the internet is not easy to go viral on, and a lot of, like, celebrities and influencers, and all of them are already rich and connected. Like, their friends are already rich and connected, so them sharing their friends who are rich and connected doesn't... You're still gonna stay rich and connected. Like, it's not gonna sever anything unless you do something weird. Like, it's the internet. It's
like, yo, you see the top people and you're going to see a big fucking team helping them in whichever type of ways. So it's never just bottom. So it's like special, like, few, but like after a while people always get a team, like,
because yeah, it's a lot of things to go into. Like, that's it. And even when he was like looking at Jessie's live stream and being like, she's not even consistent because of the way she holds her phone,
he was just jealous.
Like, bro, that doesn't even make sense. People make different like angles and things.
He started like nitpicking every little thing, like, it's about the, like, shut
you up, don't bro. Know because you have zero picking people. Like, what was the total? 9 on his live stream at first.
9. He's like, I'm in double digits. Like, nah, bro.
Not even 10.
Like, he paid a tip just to tell you that, nah, bro. Single digits, nigga. And that's fine if you're just not weird about it, bro. Yeah. Like, it's okay.
You can put out your content and not, like, need to be, like, do it for you.
Because it's
like,
obvious it's you're doing it for the views, and it's just like, exactly. Ew, like, do you it. Enjoy this shit?
Just do it because you want to, not because you, like, what are you trying to get? Money, fame? Like, I think he just wanted attention, like.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Because, I mean, yeah, even he's like, I don't know why I'm making these, like, maybe just because you want to do it. Like, if you just want to do it, go for it. And then eventually you'll find your thing and, like, everything will be fine because you did it because you wanted to and you felt good sharing and blah, 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 whatever. But, like, it just becomes very obvious. Like, she says at her show towards the end, like, everyone is literally begging for attention on the internet. Like, is anyone just, like, having fun anymore?
No, they're watching other people have fun, so they want to match their fun.
But those people aren't even having fun, because how are you having fun if you have to, like, live stream your fun? You need proof that you're having fun.
But, Jessie broke a phone.
Jessie's a fuck that. But I do like that it started with a Draw My Life. I personally wasn't, like, on YouTube when that was a trend. I just kind of like have in and out parts of YouTube. Whatever is at my interest at that moment is what I'm watching. But I never had seen any of these Draw My Lifes until, which again, I'm gonna say trigger warning, huge trigger warning for Eugenia Cooney and eating disorder, because I know she is a trigger warning itself. But the first time I'd ever heard about Draw My Life was Eugenia Cooney, which is interesting that they opened with that, because I feel like that's the most famous Draw My Life. If y'all don't know who Eugenia Cooney is, she is a YouTuber who has been essentially on YouTube for her entire life too, like since 2009-10. But her sort of virality and fame comes from the fact that people are checking in to see if she's still alive, because she has a very severe case of, again, trigger warning, huge trigger warning, of anorexia. And it's, that is what I find interesting about this. Like, there are people watching him. There are people at the end of this, like, 50,000 people watching him do this. So there are people who are profiting off of people doing things on the internet. Like, we just saw this in Shark Night. We saw this in, like, in a bunch of things. 13 cameras. Like, there's, even in the dark web, like, people are paying and tuning in. Even in Cabin in the Woods, tuning in to see vile internet acts. And specifically in, like, the cases of Eugenia Cooney, and there's even, like, this other YouTuber, like, there's literally people who are watching people kill themselves. I don't know how to say that any other way, but, like, this guy specifically has a smoking channel. Like, he smokes multiple packs of cigarettes a day.
Yeah.
And, like, it's so that people can watch him, like, attempt to get lung cancer. Like, it's a thing.
Yeah.
Like,
and he, like, posts is like, hopefully I get lung cancer or, like.
Yeah, like, it's like a death fetishist. There's, like, a death fetishist. And, like, there are anorexia fetishists. There are things that there's. And that's the whole thing about Eugenia Cooney at this point, where people just believe that she's fully aware of this and is profiting off of it. Mm-hmm. It's literally this. Like, it's literally spree, but someone doing it to themselves. But like I said, there's still people, like, literally watching this for entertainment and, like, not because they want to help or because they're trying to, like, save whomever it is. Right. Or if they're actually interested in their content, they're there for the shock value. So, but, you know, people will do anything to go fucking viral, so. And that is a whole thing. Like, people are literally addicted to the internet and addicted to the attention that they get from being on it.
Absolutely.
Especially people who have been on there for decades at this point.
Especially if you, like, felt a little bit of a high, you know, like, oh, damn, I got a lot of likes. Like, mm-hmm. Then it just plateaus to just nothing. You're always looking back at that fucking high point.
Yeah, he's been on the internet since he was 13. That's a whole other. These children on here, that it's addiction. Like, you put a phone in a child's hand and they will never want it to leave. Like, that's just it. You're creating an internet flashy, bright lights addiction in their brain because that's what their entertainment is now. And, like, it's completely normal at this point to casually scroll for just essentially stimulation purposes, because you may not, like, be interested in anything. It's just, like, stimming. Like, you just need something to do. But people definitely take it way too far. And it becomes their whole life. Like, did he do anything but post on the internet?
Seemed like he wasn't even having fun.
Like, he got a job specifically that he could live stream the whole time. Like,
got those expensive cameras too. Like,
the GoPros all around. Holy, like,
shit. I hope you don't mind. It's for my protection. No,
I'm uncomfortable. Like, you can get a dash cam for your protection, but getting me at all angles, bitch.
Which I think I feel like everyone should.
Mm-hmm.
That's, like, should be procedure. I don't know.
Especially if it's, yeah. I mean, why not? Like, yeah, for the driver's safety, for real.
Really.
But, like, yeah, not all angles. 360. Like, no, ma'am. You don't need to see my side profile. Like, you got my, like, even on the app, you have my number, you have my face, you have all of that. We're good. Like,
why don't these driver companies, like, do they, like, to be with their company, they give you that and you put it on your car.
Yeah.
They have, like, an emergency button or something like that. It goes directly to the police. You know, you don't have to call or anything like that. Like, that would be lit to really protect your drivers.
But they don't actually care about the drivers or the customers. They just are raking in the profit. Like we said, there are people who have reported all kinds of things to Uber and Uber's been like, here's your refund.
Right. Because that's easier.
Then actually,
we have money.
Like, but, I don't want to ever catch a ride with a horse in it. That's the whole thing. Like, it's, people, maybe we need to start, you know, boycotting these things if they don't. And why can't ride shares be free? Let's be completely honest. Like, why the fuck do I have to pay for that? Like, I will tip the driver, but why do I have to literally pay for a ride? That's a whole conversation we can talk about later, but
we're getting into
it. If we're really going to do ride shares, why can't we just make them accessible for everyone? But anyway, getting back to actual spree. So, yeah, he's a rideshare driver, and he's been trying to go viral since he was 13. That internet addiction is in there at this point. and this is also kind of just, like, a tutorial on how to be a serial killer. I guess that's what the lesson is. Because he's saying how to gain followers. Like, this isn't how you gain... How does this...
I mean, did he?
No.
I mean, it's over. Because you can't survive off of that.
Like, no, yeah. It's...
But he got 50,000, but he's dead.
But he didn't, though, because he didn't. He just jacked people's lives.
But, like, this... but people do that fucking... I mean, they do shit like that all the time.
I mean, yeah,
he's this like, is just extreme as hell.
No, what did she say? Nobody says follow for follow.
Right, she was just disgusted. Right? Like, every fucking body.
She was like, tone it down. Like, you
don't have to like you.
Scream your handle at me. Like, if you were cool, I'd probably follow you. Like, we had a nice, cool conversation. And you'd be like, hey, you seem cool, I'll follow you. Then, sure, maybe. But, like, this literally saying your handle every single time somebody pulls out a phone, mentions that they have any kind of ties
plug
to
me.
Internet.
Plug me. Like.
You may as well. Like, I mean, he had the Kurtz World hat. Like, he had it.
Yeah, with your merch. Like, you know. That can be the thing, but like, goddamn, you went to like five people with their phone.
Just my name, Kurtwold96. Kurtwold96. Tag me, like, sir.
Even with Bobby, like.
And I mean, as body, as Bobby, sorry. Like, yeah, you're kind of my babysitter. Like, did you ever really do anything to make sure that we were friends? Like, again, how long has he been babysat by Bobby, and how many times has Bobby probably, like, as a kid, just wanted to, like, play with him and, like, do babysitter kid shit? And he probably was in his phone, like, one second, Bobby, I gotta, like, is this what my mom is paying you for?
For real.
To stare at your phone and not play with me? And that's probably when Bobby was like, whatever, dude, like, you don't even want my friendship, you just want clout. Like, from somebody younger than you, somebody better than you, like... Like, what did she say? Get a personality. Like,
yeah.
Or that wasn't him. That wasn't her. Who told him to get a personality? Was it his dad? Yes, it was literally his dad.
Yeah, because he wasn't lit enough for DJ.
Because he was like, you know, what did you say? You're like, are you trying to, like, harsh my vibe before set? Yeah. Like, no, I love
his confidence.
I love David Arquette in this role, honestly. I think it's so funny. And it is giving, like, Dewey if he decided to be a DJ.
He's just a goofy. He's a little goofy to me. I love him.
It's so great. And the fact that at the end, like, when Kurt is wearing Bobby's clothes look like Chris. Like, what Chris is wearing. So, I'm like, is this what LA is like? Because a lot of people say that. Like, I've even heard stories that, like, some places will, like, give you discounts if you have, like, large amount of followers and, like, post their food and tag them in it.
I mean, it gives them, like, I would not doubt that. I mean, it's smart for them, too. It should. If you have one person meals free, let's say it's expensive, $80, that's fine, but this person has at least 30 people, followers in their area that's saying, hey, this shit is good, how much, like, if the two comes, you already made more money. Made fucking sense. That makes sense.
That's just so weird to me that, like, it's so much like that. And weirdly, mentioning a YouTuber again, I watched this YouTuber, Sloan, who, like, does celebrity gossip and all that kind of stuff and covering, and he recently posted about how some random person, like, showed up at his front door, like, with a knife and stuff like
Hell
that.
No.
I know. And he was, like, talking about how it's LA, and, like, he already, because he talks about, like, celebrity things, he gets a lot of legal, like, L.A. people being like, stop talking about that. Mm-hmm. And, like, making threats against him, and he just doesn't back down because he feels the truth should be exposed. Which, I mean, I don't agree with everything that he posts. I don't agree with everything that anyone posts, but, yeah, just thinking about how LA has that literal culture of influencers being so powerful that, like, you can get threats against your life, or you can get a discount at a restaurant just for people following you, like...
It's currency.
I guess that's why he wanted to be famous so bad. If you're living in LA, I guess... Yeah, I guess clearly having a follower count lessens your cost of living. Shit. Is that like... No, I hate that. That's disgusting. I hate the internet. But we know that. I'm a victim and a perpetrator. We hate it. We love it. We can't get away from it. But anyway, so he's literally just killing people in his ride share. In his ride share, like... Whoever, and I mean,
the did first anyone? Motherfucker.
Yeah, the racist.
I mean, okay.
Like, I mean, yeah, but at the same time, you're a murderer.
Of course, like, but this is a horror movie. I mean, like, not really.
But you're literally sitting here and like. Like, murdering people, trying to get attention, and, yeah. Like, you're like, but I have to, you know, cross the line at the racism, because the racism would make me not able to go viral for the murders.
It'll be funny to, like, even murderers have morals and lines they won't cross, like.
Sure, yeah. For sure, I guess.
Every single bad... whatever motherfucker has a line they won't cross, but that's worse than what I'm doing, like okay.
Sure, you're fine with the racist dying, and he what did he say? He's like, are you white? Like, aren't you white?
They say I'm white and I'm proud. He's doing a seminar with like 3,000 people, like white
is
supremacy.
That what it is? Exactly. You were going to a Klan rally in real? LA, because I don't believe that the Klan's not in LA. I'm gonna be completely honest. I feel like where the white people are, they are. So y'all can believe whatever you want out there, but they're not just in the South and Midwest, BD. My friend said she saw more Confederate flags in Ohio during college than she saw in our hometown in the middle of fucking the Bible Belt. Maybe he's like, no. But anyway, like I said, this takes place in LA. You just encountered a random racist. Like...
Right there.
And then the fact that he's literally trying to get clout off a black person and a Asian person, both women, like, yeah. You're not better because you're just not angry racist. You're just be my token racist. Okay. Like, you know?
Okay.
But it's fine, you know. He's also a murderer, so you definitely get the taxi driver vibe. Not that he's stalking one person, but similar idea of being obsessed driving a rideshare. One thing I will say, they use slurs very excessively.
Yeah, no doubt.
Like, homophobic slurs.
Especially that spray tan, dude.
Like, why? I mean, but even in the live stream, like, people were typing, like, just homophobic slurs. Like, what? Why? I mean, yes, that's a part of the internet, but...
So the thing is, like, when you do things like this, like, how realistic can you, like, make it?
You don't need to, yeah. Like, you don't necessarily need to do that. Like, there are so many other insults. And, I mean, we can clearly see that they're assholes by their actions. Like, why is everyone rude to this rideshare dude? Like, everyone except Jesse, like... That's a whole other commentary that we can get into with, like, why is everyone being rude to customer service people? Like, all you ordered this ride, ma'am. Like, don't act like I'm not doing you a favor, because I could have certainly declined you and moved on to somebody else. Like,
easily. The fuck?
But,
is, like, cutting balloons, like, littering? That is littering.
Yeah, because they can, like, literally fuck up power lines and shit. Like, especially if they're helium balloons are the only ones that float, so that's also flammable. So yeah, don't release balloons like that. It's like
realtors
and shit, but like, I mean, anyone, like, those balloon releasing ceremonies scare me. Like, that's like 100 balloons, y'all, we're gonna explode. But it's fine. The fact that he's like blowing through stop signs and driving erratically to make his live streaming him Ubering, like, does that even sound interesting to you? Like,
should we be saying Uber?
Oh, right. Yeah, Spree. This is Spree. Sorry. This is not Uber.
I'm trying to show. I mean, Uber does.
Spree and GoGo are the two rideshare apps in this. But, I mean, yeah, Bobby was right. It's kind of boring. Nobody hears about some white guy driving around.
Yeah, that is boring. Wow. You know?
It is this. But, I mean, we gotta see how his insanity escalates. So, I mean, dealing with customer service people makes me want to go on a murder spree. Not like customer service, as a customer service person, dealing with customers would definitely make me want to go on a murder spree, but...
Yeah, I'd dodge any type of customer service. So.
It's all...
Even with my slash customer service job, I'd dodge the hell out of that customer service. Barely.
But the fact that, wait, yeah, just because of the whole influencer culture, going back to Bobby for 1 second, the fact that he has videos of him stealing just phones out of people's pockets, and that's going viral, but also he said he pranks the homeless.
Oh, that whole segment was straight bullshit.
But people do that.
I know. Like, are we talking about the Paul brothers and shit? Like, yeah. Like fucking... doing heinous or whatever dumbass shit. But anyways, but he first did the fucking fake 10 whatever, and then he did it like a real 100, and then he was like, what is he gonna do with it? The liquor store. And like bought liquor and like food for his friends and shit, and he like
literally, they were like mad that it was nice. Like, they were mad that he did good things for other homeless people with their money, because that doesn't get you views. People being kind doesn't get you views. Like, but it does get you swag and shit at restaurants.
It does.
Like, that's what he got swag and shit at restaurants doing.
So you just gotta keep on getting these views or you're going downhill. You bought your house off of views, so you gotta keep it off of views or something.
Oh my god. But yeah, so of course the second person who gets into the Uber is this like spray tan dude named Mario. No. So funny. It's clearly Mario, and just out of jealousy it's like Mario or whatever. Like,
whose name is Mario?
I just said my name, bro. Like, no, that's so funny, cause I didn't realize that white people like do shit like that to each other. No, like, I really didn't.
you fully know.
Y'all, why don't white crimes happen like that?
Yo.
Hilarious. Mario has gotten Spree Social, so this is when we get introduced to Jesse Adams, who is the comedian, most famous comedian, has 200,000 followers, excuse me. Oh. and has a rising comedic career currently, so no, of course it doesn't. She's a, like, aren't you famous? And she's like, I wouldn't be taking Uber Social, or sorry, Spree Social.
I'm sorry.
like Spree Social if I was famous. So yeah, and of course Mario's spray tan weird dude keeps using the F slur and calls like very weird, saying that he has some dumb bitch waiting on him.
Yeah, he
has to fix his bad ride with pussy.
Yeah, that's the only way is they get better.
Yeah, you're
not on the right path, dog.
And of course he's like hitting on Jesse, and she's just like, no, you're weird, spray tan dude. You probably spray tan your dick like the dude in Shark Night. Bro. But Shark Night getting shit in reference. How has Shark Night come back so much this month? Like, something about it.
It's iconic. I don't care. Label it.
But yeah, so Jesse's like, no thanks.
Yeah.
And Kurt then realizes that she's famous, and that's when he's like, yeah, plug me, I'm Kurt Soul 96, and she calls him Squirt Swirl. Yeah.
That hurts his feelings. It should.
It was hilarious. Like, Squirt's world, exactly. Ain't got no shit. Nothing going for you. But, anyways.
So, dude. So, yeah, Mary, whatever. We're gonna call him Mario. We're just gonna call him Mario. Like, Mario got fucking mad because he, like, realized he wasn't getting anywhere. So, he, like, started, you know, calling her a bitch and shit. You know, regular shit that the motherfuckers that spray tans and, you know, just did a pump, you know?
No, he literally asked her what she, like, did. Like, yeah. what body part did you get today? In the gym, bro. What?
He's a bro.
What, like, you got? Like, reps? I don't know. I literally am not a gym person. I'm just saying things. But
he's a bro. Like, no. But, yeah. I'm so glad that she, like, just dump that shit on him and then, like,
yes, because they, oh yeah, there's a whole tutorial about how to poison water bottles, like, with, I don't know, Rohypnol. What is he putting in that? Because it, like, first of all, makes them cough,
right?
So, like, that's why I thought it was poison, because, like, do people, and they said there's, like, a funny taste. I mean, what did he put in it?
That,
like,
is
chloroform,
you know, that I was cracking in the first dip. This what a taste of, yeah.
It's dying. It's not funny, but like the way it was said was funny. But it, yeah, so Jesse goes out to take a water bottle, and he's like, no, but of course she takes it, whatever. She's like, because it's free, the fuck you.
Yeah.
This free water bottle.
But she's denied free water. So she's like, fuck you, I'm taking it. Yeah. Oh, that's poison. I don't want to kill you.
So yeah, so she takes the water bottle, splashes it in Mario's face because he's a dick, and then Mario gets mad, and Kurt drives him out to some weird, like, cliff thing with some construction going on, and he's getting out to pee. So while he's taking a piss, Kurt starts blasting Gummy Bear, taking a rip for Gummy Bear.
Fucking slams on that shit, and that motherfucker's on the hood.
While I'm a Gummy Bear plays. Like, I'm a Gummy Bear. Oh, I'm a Gummy Bear.
Yeah.
I'm a moving gummy.
Yeah,
like, back around in 2007 also, so another virality, like, nod. Didn't the same bear, quote unquote, I don't know, people, whoever sings it, there was another one called Psycho Teddy. Does anyone remember that? Psycho Teddy, I'm your teddy, but so bouncy, lovely little kitty, won't you follow me, follow me, follow me, follow me. Yeah, it goes like that. Anyone, people remember Psycho Teddy? I found it interesting that was not used versus the Gummy Bear, but I guess Gummy Bear was more viral. So of course he would hang on to the things that got the most attention as someone who's trying to get internet attention. So then he's like washing off his car in front of police officers. Well, like one police officer who's getting gas at the gas station, and blood is on his car.
Straight up blood.
And he was like dripping off his car, literally.
Fully lit gas station. Blood dripping off of my bumper.
Please don't see anything. And he's like talking to Bobby via the live stream. So Bobby is like typing when he's like responding back verbally, which is a whole other thing. Like, yelling at your phones has now become normal. Like, when no one responding, like, that anyone can perceive. Like, you're just...
You know how, like, I like, go downtown and, like, people are, like, yelling at themselves and, like, boxing and shit. And I'm like, okay, they're you know,
like making a video,
and now, like, now it's like, oh, they have AirPods in, like, oh shit. You don't fucking know, right?
Do very not. Interesting. And like Pop just kind of like looks over at him like, why are you screaming into your phone? And then drives off. Which is, I like kind of get that, because again, like, we're at a point in history where just talking into your phone with nobody responding is normal, because you could be talking to a live stream, you could be recording a video, you could be doing all of these things, but still looks kind of weird. But
I mean, what we're gonna do the normal, so I mean, what the whatever the fuck ever, this is this is a lot better than going to a location sometimes. I feel like that's what people are gravitating towards this.
Yeah, we're literally about to live in 15 million merits. It's all good. That's what the metaverse is. You know, I was wondering why we were categorized as pop culture, but yeah. Yeah. But anyway, then the next people to get killed are Frankie Grande and his influencer friends. I don't even, like, I told y'all, Frankie Grande gives me Fred energy. I don't know. But, like, even in this, it's just...
I love this scene. Yeah. Like, this shit was funny.
Like, they're like, why was she, like, horny for a thrill? Like,
That's so fucking funny. It's like, she's so
like, fuck you guys. Like, you're not, you're just lame or whatever.
They're high on cocaine. This feels like LA vibes. Like, I love this scene.
Hanging out the sunroof in the middle of a junkyard.
Like prom. This shit was hilarious. I love this scene.
And yeah, but he really does, like, who is watching this? I guess, yeah, because they are live streaming.
Yeah, they're both live streaming. I mean, all three of them are live streaming, really.
But I don't think he realizes, like, like, who? How are they going to know who he is? He's just the Uber driver. I mean, the Spree driver. Like, they're not... I mean, I guess he was like, you know, of course, plug me.
Yeah,
I'm sure. World, 1996. And then he says, hashtag the lesson. And Frankie Grande goes, hashtag blessings.
I mean, men born in the bone in the hair. Like, in the ears and hair. Like, you don't know.
Like, you don't. And the fact that there's a drill in the back that he just casually pulls out. Like, he was just like, oh, drill. So funny. Like, what are you doing? Like,
yeah.
Okay, but
normal shit. Normal. Especially when you're high on cocaine and a lot of things.
I guess it seem fine.
Yeah. That's how you give it.
This Spree driver has a drill. Mm-hmm. Makes complete sense.
Whole bunch of cameras. Okay.
And also the fact that he like drags both his mom and his dad. He calls his mom a star fucker, and he calls his dad a loser.
Oh, like, yeah, he's a fucking loser. So,
like, damn.
Yeah,
like,
he does not give a damn.
I mean, come to find out that he killed his mother. So
that's why, like he said, he killed whatever 7 people.
Yeah, I guess he had more than, like we said, this happened. The guy who was an Uber driver did kill 6 people, so he was going for more than this. And he, like, everybody says at the beginning, or, like, somewhere in the middle, that the point is to keep it low-key so that you can go undetected for the most amount of time.
Yeah. For your legend, you know.
Yeah.
That's not where you should put your energy towards. Like, this is not where you should fucking put your legend.
But, like, why was he, like, the only, like, it definitely talks about, you know, true crime sensationalization, people are obsessed with, you know, serial killers, especially at the end in the credits and everything, where they, like, go through the newspapers and the articles and kind of just touch base on what Jesse is doing post and her career taking off. But it even has the, like, we don't say his name because it's disrespectful to the victims, and we'd rather name the victims and all those kind of things. Mm. like, why was he studying influencers to be a serial killer? Not that you should study serial killers to be a serial killer, but, like, the formula is a little off, sir. There are definitely a lot of, like, weirdly been going down these rabbit holes of YouTubers and TikTokers who murder people. Like, there are so many people on TikTok who have killed someone. It's weird. Like, surpassing YouTube at this point. Like, and YouTube has been out for a while. Like, is it because TikTok is more accessible, or, like, I don't know. Interesting phenomena, but,
Shit. I did not even know about that. It's like, straight up killers on TikTok. Like,
literally, one person was just arrested for, killing their wife, the person in their TikToks with them, like...
What the fuck? Jesus.
And then there's these two girls who were, arrested for tampering with a dead body because they happened upon the dead body and for TikTok decided to steal the necklace off of them. I need to...
People...
This is why this movie was made. This is why, like, because people are doing stupid-ass, disrespectful shit like that. Like, what? Filming a dead body and running off with that person's necklace is, like, what you thought would make you go viral. And it did, and you got fucking arrested for tampering with a dead body. That's another thing about this. He has so much he's literally recording this shit.
Yeah.
Like, you have so much evidence against you.
That's what, like, the lesson. Like, this is not a good lesson. This is how you get views for a day. Like, because you're going to jail.
And, like, no one reported him on live. I would have literally, like, reported the live stream to the police.
That is another thing. Why? It's been up for this long. It hasn't been shut down. Nothing happened. So, like, nobody believed him. But nobody believed it was real. Like, kept saying it was fake and shit. Also.
But, like, Bobby, like, he literally said he wasn't fucking with him. Like, and everyone still believed it wasn't true. Like, I don't know. I guess that's the internet. Like, there's so much misinformation circulating on it at any given time that you don't know what's real and what's fake. Especially with the advent of deepfakes now. Like, the internet needs to be stopped. I'm going to be completely fucking honest. Y'all are scared of robots. What do robots exist on? Like, they function based on the internet. Like, you're scared of the wrong things.
We need to do, like, we just need to do a whole Terminator.
We got it. And that's what, like, is so, maybe that's why I'm, like, not afraid of, like, AI stuff. Because, like, if we get the internet curbed, it wouldn't end up like that. Like, but, you know, maybe I should be, because that's where we're headed. But I'll stay in the present and be afraid of the people on the internet for now. Until the internet itself becomes sentient. Because, I mean, that's what it is. When the internet becomes sentient, it's going to be a personification of all y'all's nasty ass posts. Mm. And that's what pisses me off. It can only learn what we're giving it. Yeah. We're just feeding it garbage.
And hate. Like,
I mean, literally, that scene in Child's Play 2019, damn. That might be a bonus episode. I just maybe decided that right this second, but maybe not. Child's Play 19?
Oh, shit, yeah.
Like, that scene where he's, like, literally watching, like, what was it, Texas Chainsaw Massacre with them. And he thinks it'd be funny to, like, stab because that's what they were laughing at on the TV. But, like, the internet doesn't know. That's just not real. And that's, like...
Good-ass movie, too. Y'all should watch that shit.
Okay, that may be a bonus episode. Who knows? Who knows what we're gonna throw at ya? But, yeah, so what's your favorite kill? I mean, there's a bunch of more kills. We haven't gotten into them, but what's your favorite?
I don't know. It didn't make a lot of sense. I like the dogs. killing them. I don't know why. It just, after that, just like a car wash. Like you drove with all that fucking blood. Like,
there's not a trail. Like, things,
like, how did that work? Like, I don't know. That's,
nobody saw you.
But that was some vicious shit.
I think the drill is probably my favorite, which is in that same scene too. And definitely trigger warning for Bobby's death, because I kind of forgot that he gets shot. And you know, with the Uvalde shooting, a child does get shot in this. So definitely be wary of that.
Like all of this. Like,
yeah, all of this is very.
This is a movie, so I'm not trying to put like too much real. Of course, it's like real life shit in it. I'm not. But I'm just laughing.
That's what we do here. But yeah.
But Bobby's like, that was really fucking sad. You know, that was, he just showed up at his house just like a crazed fucking fan.
And Bobby, like, he's set. He was like, this shit is evil. Like, you're not supposed to be. And that's what I like. Do you think the interesting point, like, how we're in both like virality and comedy, because of course Jesse is a comedian, we're moving past this need to be like rude to people and be like mean and aggressive as quote unquote comedy. So for him to literally be like, and that's what I also found interesting, like, you're pranking homeless people, but yes, you should draw a line at murder. Completely valid. Like, like, don't participate in that at all. Right. But like, he thinks that what he's doing is not that bad.
You feel like your line is not already.
Yeah. But yeah, that, like, he was like, you're doing this evil ass shit, and he's right. Like, that what is. You're doing is wrong. It's evil. You're disgusting. Like, you're making fun of people's deaths. Like, and you're doing it for attention.
Right.
So it's just like a lot. And regardless of the fact that Bobby is annoying ass fucking 16-year-old or whatever, he didn't deserve to die. And like, this grown ass man murdered this kid because he told him the truth
to your face, and you like raised him
because whatever. You came into his home trying to like get something off of him after he was like, I'm not with it, like, this shit is stupid. And he was literally trying to give him actual advice. Right. Like, go look at actual influencers, people who are having fun with this, people like who are being authentic and showing their real selves and not trying to put on a persona for the internet. Like,
have fun. Like, and get a personality, like the dad said. Like,
okay, their dynamic reminded me of the dynamic from Come to Daddy, that one with Elijah Wood and dude after he like gets a letter from his dad and like tries to. We watched it. I didn't really pay attention to it, but I remember like the opening scene was so funny to me because Elijah Wood character is like a DJ. And like his dad, and they like him and his dad start bullshitting each other about how they're like have like how they have like ties to Prince and all that kind of stuff. That's what they reminded me of. Because
no, this was the shit. I think I liked this shit.
What the? I don't remember that movie.
This was weird.
Yeah, I definitely remember it being weird, but I don't remember much beyond them that scene because it was just so funny to me. But definitely need to revisit that soon. Yeah. But that dynamic reminded me of Kurt and Krish's dynamic. No,
dude definitely needed attention. Was not getting it at home, or he just like did he just snap out, or like did not like he killed his mom? Or
no, it was definitely like family related. Like I said, he slandered both his parents to some random stranger, and she was like, "Oh, that sucks." Yeah, there's a lot of unchecked. I mean, this is definitely very much about white male rage and jealousy and how they feel like just because you see somebody else doing good that you should have it. Like, he literally says, this is, should be my audience, about Jesse.
Yeah.
Like,
did you put in any of the work? Was you with me shooting in the gym?
Seriously. I mean, he did. Like, but you just weren't doing it for you. And that's the problem. You're trying to go viral this whole time. Like, copying other people's things. Like, not thinking about what would you want to see? Like, what do you want out of the internet rather than murder? Like, and then after he charges his dad.
Yeah.
He's like, open your app and request a ride.
He straight up does not fuck with him. He does not fuck with him.
Oh my god, it's so funny.
Like, that's the reason I called your personal.
Like, exactly! Like, I was trying to FaceTime. If I wanted to request a ride, I would have done that. Like,
dude, it's crazy.
Okay. Oh yeah. So after that, because his dad has ties to this Korean DJ Uno, who's very famous, but you know, Kurt's dad is not popping like that. He has more people on his live stream than Kurt, though, because he had at least 15.
Yeah. Which that can hurt the ego too. I mean, yeah, he's a fucking loser.
So, I mean, he's clearly trying to outdo his dad and be more, like, I don't know, be more famous than his dad, even though, like, your dad's just...
Dude, he's like... he's about out. Like,
he seems very washed up, entering that washed up territory. Because no one is at this club that he, like, brings Uno to.
What? Club
even though she's... Even though she's like super famous, like she's live streaming, there are like 30,000 people on that bitch, yeah. But nobody's in the club.
She's like, what the fuck?
Like, and then she's like, fuck this, I don't want tacos, because exactly, you're correct. Feel. And so she makes Kurt, like, of course, Kurt gets mad because she won't tag him in her live stream.
Like, this dude's in front of, like, four people. Like, no giving a fuck. Yeah, tag me. Like, didn't go
through. And then, yeah, like, literally staring at his screen, like, waiting for the notification. Like,
wow. Okay, man. And I know that happens. I'm sure in LA, like, you see famous people here and there. Like, I'm sure that happens. And, like, what do you do?
You walk the fuck away like a normal person.
I'm trying to enjoy my day. Like, fuck.
I cannot imagine. That
famous shit. Like,
I hate it. And the internet has only exacerbated it.
See me with an umbrella with a shaved head real quick, motherfucker.
Was right. She was correct to beat all y'all asses with whatever was in her vicinity. Like, I don't care. Free Britney. We love you. Leave her the fuck alone. Because leave them like y'all.
It feels like it's all like fucking set up.
Y'all are like literally so far up celebrities' asses, and this is like, and that's why they don't want to be tagging y'all. Like, let's be real. Like, he's annoying in real life. You think if you tag him, he's gonna leave you alone online? He was already up Bobby's ass. Showed up at Bobby's house! Because that was the only person who would talk to him. Like...
There's no... Like, they don't have the same mind, right? Just leave, you know, the personal distancing and, like, you know...
Space.
Some people do not know that.
Like, y'all do know that you get personal space on the internet, too. Like, you can tell people to fuck off on the internet, too. You could have blocked somebody from your page. You are fully allowed to have your internet safe space.
That's why the block is there. And that's for other people to know that you can be too pushy too.
But in the same vein, that's how, like, these fucking circles of weird incels who go out and murder people get together, because they just block out anyone trying to tell them that they're being fucking weird. And, like, he literally did that. You know, Mario wasn't correct in calling him an incel, but he wasn't wrong either. Because he's very much giving internet, like, attention-seeking incel. And he even literally threatened to rape Jesse. Because that sex tape was not about to be consensual, and he kidnapped her and took her to his house.
Right, yeah. And that's why, and that's when, Straight up.
After her show. Because he shows up, that was his plan. After he, like, kills Bobby, he's like, I'm going to go to her show and kill her because she has more followers than me. After both Uno... Okay, Uno, that... We didn't even get to that. Like, Uno... Again, it's like, I want some fucking tacos. Take me to get tacos, and I'll tag you. And he does not... I guess he forgets that his water bottle is a roofied.
Right.
And so she drinks one of the water bottles, passes out. They're a police once again. And there's like, what's going on here? Because there's a woman passed out in her car, and it looks like you're a spree driver. And she's in the front seat, not the typical back seat. Like, just all these red flags, which, you know, it just doesn't go right, because then she, like, doesn't wake up. Right. And, I mean, she wakes up and shoots one of the officers because she's found his gun.
Yeah, yeah. But the only thing with that, like... One is a perfect headshot, so, like, goddamn, after being, like...
passed out? Like, would that be your reaction?
And then the windshield didn't even break.
To shoot somebody? Yeah, like, I don't know that I would wake up and, like, shoot somebody. Like, I guess you don't know what you're gonna do when you wake up from being passed out from being drugged, so... Yeah. Valid. But then she gets out of the car, runs away, and the police chase after her rather than this serial killer that she is with who drugged her. And then while she's like passed out in the car, he's talking to this girl, Daisy, trying to get her fucking tacos, and he's just live streaming her and telling her that he wants to make a sex tape. And she's just like, yeah, I'm just trying to get my burrito.
Yeah. Like, what in
the world? What are you talking about?
Because all, like, the comments were, like, fuck her, and, like, shit. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I think I read, like, on IMDb, like, the director did all of the comments.
Like, so he was the one excessively using slurs? I mean, they used the R slur, the F slur, like, the people in here, like the characters, but then in the comment section it's worse. That's suspicious to me. Because he was like, we just need to take these stories and learn something from them, and I guess that's why he literally put this is giving sensationalism a little bit. Now I still like this movie, but like, it's giving true crime sensationalization. I say as I consume true crime and talk about it. And it seems to me like they did more research on the influencer part than the crime part, which is... Whatever, I'm not saying. Like, we know that most of these things are inspired by real crimes, like Scream, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, all that kind of stuff. But, I don't know. I think this one could be fun to, like, watch on your phone or on a computer, because it actually has like the setup of a live or a YouTube video, so.
And it looked very clean, like, yeah. Perfect. I really liked it.
It's very much about the internet.
And when he said, because it worked perfectly when he was like, I got double digit views, and it just pops up on the side. Like, looking at it, like, it worked.
Like, we're all seeing it, sir.
It's not.
So, yeah, that's when he, after that, he ends up at, the show. She does her show and is talking about him and Mario and how weird they were and how she realized that she didn't want to be on social media because everyone is so desperate for views and it's weird to her. And I guess that's when he decides, because then that's when he kidnaps her and is like, yeah, I had the same epiphany. Like, yeah, today too, same. Like,
what the fuck?
Like, no, you didn't. Like, you were literally fully doing everything for clout up until I said those words. And you're still live streaming right now, so. When I smash my phone on stage, like, we're not on the same page here. You're a follower. And that's what he needed to do. He needed to stay in the follower category. So some people, you're not in the bad bitch genre. You're just not. Like, it's a genre. Like, so, some people are not on the Rasta. literally, the internet is seeping into our brains, y'all. I just quoted a TikTok on this shit. But... I'm a victim of it. That's why we're talking about it.
I was gonna say hip hop, but
what?
Ah, that was Nicki Minaj.
Oh no! It's a TikTok.
With that shalom?
No. No, it's a TikTok. That's hilarious. So yeah. And where were we? Oh yeah, she gets kidnapped. He literally threatens to rape her by saying he wants to make a sex tape and then that they were going to be together. It's giving Stan, like,
yeah.
The whole thing is giving Stan, but like, yeah.
So like she's trying to get a ride to her place. Yeah, we're not going to your place, we're going to my place.
And then he says nothing, like, it's silent.
Excuse me. Okay, got that charger cord, start rapping that shit, motherfucker thinks. This motherfucker thinks. You're too scrawny, boy.
That just would be so scary, though.
Absolutely, too. Like,
because didn't that happen in Poughkeepsie tapes? But he was I think he was pretending to be an officer there, because he was like, because she was like, but don't you have the siren? He was like, people can put sirens on their cars. Yeah. Like, yeah.
No, yeah. Shit, bro. Like, absolutely scary. And it's, like, locked, and they're going fast in the car. Like, what are you gonna do? And if you crash, y'all crash. Like, what a piece of shit.
Like, that is such a scary situation. Like,
no one wants to be in that situation. No one. That's a scary fucking situation.
But unfortunately, she gets knocked out, and he does take her back to his house. But he gets out, and she takes control of the car she gets out because, like, she's trying to run away, and he just, like, literally puts up a pole. It's like, fuck, marry, kill, and lets the people on the live. That's what I'm saying. People are watching this.
Yes.
They are voting on the fuck, marry, kill poll. I'm pretty sure they're the ones who started fuck, marry, kill. Like, in the live, like, the comment section.
Oh, okay.
And so he just, that's what I'm saying, he's a follower. So he put up the poll, and of course, kill is the one who, that pops up, and... So he tries to run her over, doesn't succeed, but, you know, she fakes. So she gets in the car, tries to run him over, and crashes into his house, he literally told his dad where his stash was. Like, why would you do that? Like, he literally triggered him into a relapse.
Yeah.
Like, you're a piece of shit. You're literally just a piece of shit. Like,
he's just gonna kill him anyway.
But still,
he left his mother right there on the
floor.
He
literally killed her, left her on the floor. And did his dad not notice while he was looking for the stash, which he found apparently?
And he stayed there. What the fuck?
That's what I'm saying. He had issues that led up to this. Like, his whole family situation was fucked, probably, but, like, was that even real about his mom? I don't know. Like,
I can see the dad. Like, yeah. I've seen the dad, so, like, I don't know.
But. And I feel like maybe the dad said some shit that may not been true about his mom, but, right. You know.
I mean, being a little high or something, yeah, absolutely. Is that heroin? Like,
yeah, no, he was, like, shooting up, like,
shit.
Needles. But yeah, why would you literally be like, yeah, found your stash to a recovering addict? And why'd you not get rid of it? Anyway. But yeah, he was gonna kill him anyway. So, of course, after she crashes into his house, the dad is like, what the fuck is happening? Like, because somebody crashed into the house, Valen.
With the needle in his hand.
Like, literally shit around his arm with needle in hand. Like, he was really about to do that, and somebody crashed into his fucking house. Like,
what the fuck?
You just be minding your business, man.
Consequences.
And a piano fell on my head. But getting the Jordan Peele references in early.
Got to.
So yeah. Also, this other dude, I literally forgot his name, but the other comedian.
Yeah, I forgot.
He also randomly shows up at Jesse's house. Like, what are y'all doing? Like, don't just show up. Because that's the whole gag of that. Like, he's not. Everyone thinks that Kurt is showing up to Jesse's house to kill her. Yeah, Miles. But it's actually Miles showing up to Jesse's house and Kurt showing up to Bobby's. So, yeah, he's really weird and shows up to her house. Like, and it's not even her house, it's her grandma's house.
Which some reason, like, it makes it more creepy, but it's just creepy all around. Like, don't show up to where I am unless it's, like, to my show. Not to my backstage.
And, like, how do you know where my grandma's house is?
Exactly, dog. You're doing too much.
But I get, yeah, that's how I, like, I genuinely feel like there's two sides of it where people are just posting maybe too much about their lives. Just thinking that it's mundane, but like, why are y'all looking that fucking hard?
But also,
why are y'all paying so much attention to people just fucking living? Like, you don't have to be up their ass like that. That's also an option.
Just, you could not be weird.
You could, like, mind your business the same way that they are minding theirs. Mm. And you can just be like, oh, that's cool. Keep scrolling. I don't know.
Where are they? Like, like, what are you doing? Are you rabid? What the fuck?
Yeah, he's weird. That comedian's very weird. Clearly trying to hit on her and is trying to take her back to his place after they get drinks.
I don't know how she didn't smack him when, like, she, like, broke her phone, like, walking away and shit. Like, he was, she said, like,
time, get it out my face.
Bro, I was getting annoyed. You probably would have been slapped.
He was even live streaming them, like, getting drinks. Like, we're not doing anything.
Like, even in the professional, like,
like, that could have been a simple snap to your story. Like, that, you don't need to live stream us drinking martinis, bro. Like, weird. People be doing it.
Just a little 15 minutes. Do whatever for it.
But yeah, so she definitely, like, they're back at the house. Chris thinks that Jesse killed his wife or ex-wife because she crashed into the, I mean, it's logical thinking.
Like, it's the couch.
Yeah, like, why would she be behind the couch if she got, like, knocked over by a car? Like,
I get it. Like, I'm looking around and I see a car.
And a dead person.
Yeah, I mean, it's the car. It's the car did it.
Because the car shouldn't even be in the house. Like, it makes perfect sense.
Perfect.
But, yeah, so he tries to fight her, but then Kurt shoots him.
No, she stabbed him.
She stabbed him?
She stabbed him in the neck first.
Oh, with his needle.
Yeah.
But then Kurt shoots him.
So double. Jesse's my favorite character. I just want to say, like, she fought, motherfucker. Yeah, like,
we love a black final girl.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, she's definitely my favorite character. I don't think that you're supposed to like anyone else. Like, I just don't think that. Like, I feel like everyone here is kind of like, not necessarily a villain, but all of them don't really have redeeming qualities. Like I said, all the customers are just kind of rude and weird to some degree. Like, and they're really the only other people aside from Bobby.
What about Luna?
I guess she was cool. Yeah, but I feel, to me, she's just like equivalent to the rideshare person. Like, she's just someone in the I keep saying Uber in the Spree. But like, and of course, but that was the thing about like Spree goes down because of the murders. So then she has to order go-go, and Kurt obviously hijacked a go-go. So that's how he kidnaps her. But yeah, she fights and then gets control of the car, tries to leave, but I guess something that fell is blocking the car from backing out of the house. So she runs Kurt over. Rightfully so.
Straight up, try to shove him through the whole wall.
She was definitely like accelerating until he passed out. So that's like, and then somebody on the live, and then she picks up his phone and is like, "All of you who are watching this are sick." Exactly. There's like 50 fucking thousand of y'all.
But then she took a selfie because they told her to.
But I would take a selfie with someone who just murdered, who tried to kill me if I had killed them. I'm going to be completely honest about
that. I'm a little petty sometimes. That's what you wanted. Oh, she's like beating with the phone. Yeah, she literally with the live stream on. With
the live stream phone. Lit. That's, and there's even his monologue, and I assume that's when he's in the car, like, while she's outside, about how he technically got what he wanted, because it's like 50,000 people, and he got to, like, meet all these famous big mama. Like, sure, yeah, you got what you wanted, and got beat with a phone and ran over by a car and stabbed Sam, and a car crash, because you crashed your fucking car, bro. And he's not even gonna run over homeless people. What do you say about the homeless people? That they have zero social media presence, so it's like they don't even exist.
Yeah, like,
your priorities.
Like, if you're not documenting your life, do you even exist? You don't.
What? So out of whack. Did you exist until this moment? So, no. That's a no. 9 people knew you existed until this moment. So, good for you, I guess.
Holy shit.
So, yeah. What did you think the lesson was? I mean, didn't you say what your lesson was?
I'm sure throughout. I don't... There's just a lot of lessons you need to learn from this movie. Okay. That's basically it. Like, his lesson is, shit, I guess, is it just how to get followers? But it's not.
He was teaching people how to be a serial killer. Like, literally. Like, you, like, what does drugging water have to do with getting followers? How does that get me more followers?
Like, that's his fucking plan for entertainment. But did he... I don't fucking know. What the fuck he's doing.
I don't know.
I mean, the more you think about this movie, it's I mean, it's a lot of shit. But... I mean, it's like, it's through a phone, so I don't know. It's like... I don't take it too seriously with to all the, a lot of the serious shit that they're talking about. I don't know.
But I mean,
just really like the fun aspect of it and the live stream aspect. I like when movies do that, and they did it very, very well.
Yeah, this is a very weird one. Very ridiculous, very fun. Lots of quotables, very funny, campy scenes. It just really kind of like touches on everything going on. I mean, I do like that there's no masks though.
Yeah.
Even though it does, because I mean, it works, like, host works for me, because I mean, whatever. It's in universe, technically, so. But, like, I do like that this is something that doesn't reference that there's a pandemic outside in 2020. But it does still give, like, everything else.
What would you rate this?
I think I'm rating it 3.5. I think, yeah. It's, like, good. Excuse me. It's good, but I mean, it's just kind of like a typical slasher formula. It definitely gives American Psycho with Taxi Driver, with like just all of that, like crazy obsessed horror pattern stalkers. Like, yeah, he turns into a stalker because he's literally stalking Jesse. It even gives Be My Cat, like all of those kind of like, yeah, I like it. And it is, it's not as gory, like a lot of the kills are cut away or like behind shit. Which I was trying to look at the budget and I couldn't find it, but it only made like 40,000 worldwide, 50,000 worldwide. But it did come out on streaming, so I wonder what that equates to in, like, you know, people using the streaming service. Like, how much did Hulu make, bitch? but yeah, I like it. How much?
I liked it, you know, of course. It, I just, with fucking, what, Norma Steve and whatever. everyone played the roles great, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, I'll give it a 3. It's a solid movie, but. Solid 3.
Well, that was Spree. 2020. Y'all definitely give us your thoughts on the movie. We'd love to know what you think, your rating, all of that. Yeah, y'all definitely stay away from weirdos on social media. And yeah, we won't have an episode next week as usual. We'll take our week off, even though this is technically the beginning of the month, but it is what it is. But when we come back, we will have a new theme, so y'all get excited for that, and we'll see you later. Well, if you'd like to get in touch with us, you can follow us on Twitter at dank, the letter N, deadly underscore pod. You can follow us on Instagram at dankdeadly underscore pod, and you can shoot us an email at dankdeadlychats@gmail.com.